This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Big win last night for the Red Wings. Talk some Red Wings last hour if you want to keep going down that road. Open with the Brad Holmes reaction to what he had to say on the podium yesterday from the Combine, which was a lot. I thought his message was, we're going to have problems signing our own guys without Myles Garrett, let alone the tricky and difficult chance to sign or to acquire Myles Garrett. And yet, you know, I mean, look, he would be just a great fit for this team. He'd be a great fit for everybody. But as Brad Holmes said, when I talk to other GMs and they talk about what they want, everybody's always looking for pass rush. So we are not unique. And this is what they already have, an elite pass rusher, which is more than most. 248-539-9797. Pistons and the Celtics tonight. Big game. Don't love what I've heard out of Lakeland the last 24 hours, but let's get back to your phone calls. Jenny is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
All right. So basically, I love your discussion. It's awesome, but it really doesn't matter whether it's a teen or not a teen because it's not something we use in life. So I teach math from that perspective. I'm a fifth grade teacher.
Okay.
But that being said, they did pose to me if I would say it was a teen or not. And since it doesn't have the word teen in it, I would have to go with it's not.
Okay. So people know why Jenny's calling as an elementary school math teacher. Kang's daughter had a worksheet and it said circle the numbers that are teens. And there was some debate over whether or not to circle 11 and 12. Google said 11 and 12 aren't teens. And then the next entry on Google said 11 and 12 are teens. Much confusion. Not that it's really that important, but thank you for at least your perspective on it.
No, I love the discussion, and that's what makes it important, but the discussion around it. But, yeah, in our real world of life, it won't matter.
It's not unusual for us to bring up something that's completely insane.
I'm not loving discussion that much.
You don't love any math discussion.
This is ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, Gator, I think you would agree with this is, okay, you can't just answer to the teacher with any question, well, this isn't going to matter in the real world.
No,
the worksheet still exists. The test still exists. Is she going to get graded on something where she goes, well, we're not going to use this in the real world, you know?
Right, yeah.
I just wanted to know the answer.
That doesn't fly.
No.
Even though that's a response that I have given in my life at some point in time, and people are quick to point out, well, if you... You know, if you're doing construction, you have to do this. Yeah, I'm not doing that construction. I'll hire somebody to work that math out. Me, this doesn't matter. But changing the game to call 11 and 12 teens, they're part of the teens.
Did you ever just punt on a math test and write, this won't matter in the real world?
I may have. I can't say no for certain. So I'll leave it as that's a possibility.
All right. Okay, So I didn't love the injury updates from yesterday. Parker Meadows has a right arm injury.
Bicep injury. He's day to day. He'll get reevaluated later on. They don't think it's, they don't seem to think it's serious, but apparently in the first game of spring training, he made a throw and felt a twinge in his bicep.
Okay. So he's not a pitcher, right?
No.
And yet I feel like every disastrous pitching injury starts with felt something, will be reevaluated later this week. And at center field, you're not a pitcher. You got to have a healthy arm.
Well, and I don't know if you knew this, but to swing a bat, your arms matter.
Yeah. I am now holding my breath. I guess this is the opposite of spring training overreactions that we typically have. Our spring training overreactions are typically the ball sounds different coming off his bat, best shape of his life. Yeah, this might be a spring training overreaction in that this immediately scares me because I do not, I mean, Parker Meadows was such a huge part of last year's surge.
Yeah, I mean, the guy literally hit 090. To start the season for the first full month of the year, They said, well, that ain't cutting it. Go back to Toledo, figure it out, work on some mechanics for your swing, and we'll call you later. He made the adjustments, ended up hitting quite well at Toledo. He's exceptional as an outfielder. They brought him up in the last 50 games. He played 50 games for the Tigers after that point, and he promptly hit .299. With an OPS of like .857. He was quite good.
Yep.
And get you excited about that, because the one thing that the Tigers had been waiting for in the organization as he matriculated through it was, can he hit? Everybody knew he could field. He's dynamic as a fielder. But could he hit? Well, it was a short sample size of 50 games, but you add those 50 games to the whatever it was, another 50 games that he played in Toledo, and he showed that he could in that sample size. So to start off spring training, and from day one of games, you're out because you've got a twinge in your bicep. I, too, am concerned because this is a guy that I want to count on for being a Tiger for the next 10 years. That's the guy who's going to play center field. Do they have other options? Yeah, they'll have other options down the road. Their options right away aren't as appealing. When you consider that it could be, a number of players that are playing infield and outfield spots and not just a dedicated center fielder, like whether it be a Matt Vierling type, I'm not thrilled to hear that. And one of my concerns has always been, can he stay healthy? I hope he can stay healthy because, like to pencil in, you got him in center field, Riley Green in left, and right field can be, rotation of whatever you need. Kerry Carpenter, and maybe Kerry Carpenter can hit against lefties and be an everyday guy, but you're going to want to split time with him at DH and it sometimes. So, what about that other right field spot? So when free agency hit, and we're talking about free agents, everybody's focusing on Bregman, and you and I had brought up, what about Santander, who's an outfielder?
Yep.
And we were wondering, well, what's his contract going to be? What's he going to get on the open market? And what did he get, $20 million
a year? Yeah.
Which is not...
Not that bad.
Not that bad for a guy who can hit 40 home runs for you and play outfield. So they passed on what would have been a bargain price for a power hitter in a lineup. And I was hoping that we could count on Parker Meadows. And we might still be able to. Maybe we'll find out by the end of the week. Yeah, it's fine. It was a little cramp issue or whatever, something who just worked out. And it's not going to slow him down at all. And maybe he's a guy who's going to play 145 games a year for the next 10 years. I don't know. But I do get nervous about it when it's a player that has that kind of history.
So I guess I'll just bring it up. There's no chance, right? There's no chance that they go to the backfields and say, what about taking a look at Max Clark? Now, I don't think Max Clark is going to play for the Tigers this year.
No. Probably not.
But if Parker Meadows is shelved for a while, do they at least bring him over for a couple appearances in big league camp this spring?
I think that they would anyway. I think that was going to be the plan. I mean, he wasn't a guy who was going to stay in the big league camp like Lorenzo is, mm-hmm. like, you know, how Yu Lee is, those players. But I do think that there'll be times that McGonigal and maybe Briseño and also that Max Clark will get an opportunity to get into a game and get a couple of bats late in the game. I mean, we see it every year. That kind of typically happens. And now as these guys are either starting the season at high A ball or double A, that would make sense.
Well, it's something to keep an eye on, and maybe he'll be perfectly fine.
I just
cringe when I hear early spring training arm issues.
Don't like that. Don't like to hear it at all.
It feels like a disproportionate percentage of those turn into something long term.
Yeah.
That you aren't expecting. The other one was Alex Cobb needed another shot.
Yeah, but that's part of the process.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I read today that it wasn't expected. So I hope you're right.
Well, AJ Hinch says it's just part of the process.
Okay.
So I'm not as concerned about that. Thinks he's still on schedule to be delayed by, you know, a month as they thought. And then you get the Javi Baez that he's supposed to run today at full speed. And if he gets clearance on that, then we could probably see him play by the weekend.
Okay. So the thing about that is I am not as concerned about that because I'm used to life without Alex Cobb.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
248-539-9797.
And I like the competition for those extra spots right now that keeps that carrot mm-hmm. out there for Casey Mize to keep developing in other pitches. Kenta Maeda with even more Kenta this year.
Well, let's hope that there is a Tiger spring training game against the Toronto Blue Jays so we can hear our favorite random Redding, California native with the weirdest accent we've ever heard. Buck Martinez on the broadcast, who's the one that calls Casey Mize.
Casey Mize.
Yeah, there's like four or five I's in the last name there. All right, Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you find out that your garage door is crap, if it's just not even working right and you need to know who do I call about new garage doors, I've got the place to call. Precision Garage Door. They're awesome. A couple years ago, they came out to my house to replace the garage door, and we were able to pick out the perfect doors for my house. I couldn't be happier. They walked me through the entire process. Jackie and the whole crew are going to be perfect for you. They are super professional, and they explain everything to you so you understand what's going on. And right now, you get a free door opener when you buy any new garage door. It's a $499 value, and the sale ends on March 31st. Just give them a call at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment. And if you mention 97 on the ticket, you get your service fee waived. That's pretty great. Weekends, they're available at no extra charge. They offer the industry's leading warranty, and all calls are answered 24/7. And the best part about scheduling online is you schedule that appointment on the website for a time that works for you and your schedule. You're not just beholden to them. They'll work with you to make it smooth and easy. Again, call 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit precisiondoormi.com.
Something's been triggered in here, Kang. Every once in a while on this show, we say, plant a flag and I'm not moving off this position. Gator just said, put the following on my headstone.
12 is not a teen number.
He said, I will take it to the grave.
I mean, is this really surprising?
Oh, no, I guess it isn't.
Wow, I didn't know you felt that strongly about it, though.
Oh, he feels strongly. He feels strong.
Stronger by the second.
Just because?
Yeah,
why not? You're passionate about something right. today.
So a couple days ago,
I moved on from Ben Johnson to the number 12 in a question for kindergartners. Yeah.
A couple days ago, you said you watched a movie. You were flipping around and you found a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a movie I've seen before. I know this doesn't surprise you. I do enjoy watching movies. But I know you haven't seen this, but can you ever see The Accountant?
I have.
Ben Affleck. And
what's the girl's name?
Anna Kendrick.
Yep, Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. Jonathan Bernthal and
yes.
John Lithgow.
Lithgow.
And, well done, Doug.
Yes.
So the movie, and J.K. Simmons, Detroit's own. The movie I always thought was great. It's entertaining, good action, makes you think a little bit, solid movie.
This is like a solid type of movie.
Yeah, a really
not
solid.
The greatest it's, ever, definitely not
no,
bad.
No, it's one that you, when it comes on, you're like, I'm going to watch. Mm-hmm. There are scenes I want to see. I'll watch this.
Sure. Is this like a glue guy on your roster? The movie is to movies what glue guys are to your roster. It's a solid, helps.
It's more than that. I think it's a good movie.
Role player, strong role player.
But I thought that the way that the movie ended demanded a sequel.
Demanded
a sequel. Absolutely. The way that movie ends with the characters in the movie, you're like, okay, it's setting up for, I mean, they literally talk about meeting up to set up something. The movie came out in 2016. I mean, I don't know what the holdup is in Hollywood. Let's go. But it's time.
Well, the holdup is if you can wait two more months, it's going to be in theaters.
What do you mean?
I mean, the Accountant 2
is coming. The
release
date is April 25th.
They actually have a sequel
coming?
It's coming
out April 25th.
Yeah.
12 is not a teen number. Really? This is awesome. I did not know this. Yeah. I had no idea that they were making one. I look stupid.
There's a trailer and everything.
I look stupid, but I am now I'm happy.
The cast.
That makes my day.
Is Ben Affleck.
Yeah. John Bernthal. Anna Kendrick in it or no?
Anna Kendrick does not appear to be in it.
Good. Moving on from her.
J.K. Simmons is in it.
I'm just saying that the story moves on from it. J.K. Simmons is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Who's the chick that the Medina, Miss Medina?
Oh, Cynthia.
Adai Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Mary Beth Medina,
mm-hmm.
The young Treasury agent who was tasked with finding the accountant's real identity.
Yep.
She's back.
Yep. Good. Good. Getting the gang back together. And then they have the English broad.
We're sitting around and you put it on your show sheet. This movie demands a sequel.
It does.
And Ken goes, it's like coming out next month.
See what happens?
Yeah. Good job, Gator.
I called for it. It happened. You're welcome, people. The people wanted it. The people are getting what they want.
Man, you work fast.
I do. You're welcome. When is it again?
April 25th.
April 25th. Yes.
It's tax season, you know.
You might
the accountant.
After
well, you
tax.
Might actually go see it in theaters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's quite possible. I really like the first one. So,
do you think because he is like a math wizard,
right?
Do you think he thinks 12 is a teen number?
No.
What if he told you it was? You would have to.
By
agree.
The way, who is he?
Ben Affleck's character.
Yeah. Christian Wolf. He was a
well in that one. He was Christian Wolf. Who knows what name it'll be in this one? But true. Yeah. But no, I think he would because he gets disturbed when. Logic doesn't fall in. So if he was taught his whole life, like we all thought that, you know, teens are 13 through 19. Those are the teen numbers, uh-huh. not 11 or 12. And uh-huh. now somebody says, oh, you mean a teen number? No, that's not a teen number. Yes, it is. But it's not a teen number. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have the word teen in it. But no, it is. And then he would go crazy and probably shoot somebody.
I kind of feel like I want to see The Accountant now.
It's a good
movie. I think you should. You'd
solid,
like it.
Yeah.
Glue guy.
There's a little bit of, there's some funny things, a couple funny things. Just reactions, I guess, are funny.
The whole premise actually sounds pretty interesting to me, and that I'll go to the theater and see the, never doing that. all right. Gator.
Doug.
And Kang, for that matter. Did you see what Pro Football Talk tweeted out this hour? The juiciest rumor from the combine so far.
Have not seen it.
Kang, have you seen the juiciest rumor from the combine so far?
I have not.
Well, this one's interesting to me. Aaron Rodgers has reached out to the Giants, which, if true, suggests he's not getting much, if any, interest from contenders like the Steelers. So let me start with this. If he's not getting any interest from contenders, I'm not surprised. This is a guy who didn't show up for OTAs in Green Bay, didn't show up for OTAs in New York, commanded the highest dollar, made some moves or made the team make some moves to get guys he wanted, then blamed teammates when things weren't going right, even though he was the guy that wasn't at OTAs. You mean to tell me some team that's trying to compete doesn't want to pay top dollar for that in their locker room?
Huh.
You don't say.
Who won more games as a quarterback with the Jets? Zach Wilson.
Who's a total disaster.
Or
sorry.
Hey.
Sorry.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
It's actually one of my favorite stats. That he did win more games as
Zach
a starter
Wilson
with the
won
Jets.
More games. Yeah, there it is.
Stat of the day.
It's interesting because...
But please let this be true.
That would be amazing.
Please let this be true.
Let him end up with the Giants. Let Stafford go to the Raiders. Apparently the Raiders, there's a report that the Raiders have reached out and inquired about getting Stafford. Just, I don't want to see Stafford playing for the Vikings because I think he'd do well with the Vikings.
He might, and I do care about that.
And if Aaron Rodgers is going to, if he's relegated to talking to the Giants, does that mean that the Vikings have made up their mind they're going to sign Sam Darnold?
Let's just put it to you like this. All of that, yeah. But let's back to Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers ends up with the Giants, I can't think of anything that would please my colleague Mike Valeni more than Aaron Rodgers' drama in the Giants locker room.
How do you make
four-year, $160 million contract fully guaranteed?
How do you increase the drama? Do you have the Giants draft the quarterback in the first round as well?
And sit him on the bench?
Yeah.
Behind Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
And allow Aaron Rodgers to completely detonate that organization even further? Aaron Rodgers to the Giants is just...
He's probably reaching out to them because he doesn't want to, you know, relocate. He's already got a home in the area.
Closer to where he gets his enemas.
Enemas.
His pure.
His supplies for whatever the hell it is he's going to do.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad scenario.
Hmm.
Not at all.
That is kind of delicious. He's reached out to the Giants. Oh.
I know, right? Regarding the Ben Johnson comments saying, you know, mobile quarterbacks is where it's at. I've never been around a mobile quarterback. God, they used to drive me crazy, but I'm so excited to have one. That entire interview seemed like the underlining shots. There were underlining shots at Dan Campbell and the Lions. He did everything he could to distance himself from Detroit, and it was all unnecessary. He didn't have to say any of it. That's from an unnamed texter. I mean, what he said is factual. Goff isn't mobile. He's a great quarterback. But it's not like now that Ben said this, Goff is going to run around now. I wouldn't read too much into it. Let's handle our business and win the whole thing for Perch and Chesterfield. I don't know that his implication that you can't win at a high level without a mobile quarterback. I don't agree with that. As a Lions fan living through the Patricia years, you start to feel like you can spot a phony. And I sure am getting those vibes from Ben Johnson. From Mark and Pinckney. What I heard is that Caleb Williams was going to have a hard time going through his progressions.
There's another way to look at it, right? One, two, crap! Go!
Ben Johnson has been coming out hot, putting a target on his back between those comments and the comments about beating Green Bay twice at his introductory press conference. He is. Now, I mean, is he going out of his way to win over a fan base? His fan base? His new fan base? Yeah, probably is. Probably is. 248-539-9797. Pistons and Celtics aren't the only big game tonight. Michigan State is at Maryland. We will get to that coming up today at 1:32. Plus your open line calls and feedback. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. I'm definitely seeing the accountant. I'm seeing it soon.
The accountant?
Yes.
Yes.
I just got an endorsement from...
Oh, for someone you trust?
Yep.
Thanks.
Oh, when I say who, I got an endorsement from Renko.
Yeah, well, Rich listens to me. He's good.
Renko, Rich listens to you. Renko worked here. He was great at everything. He was so good at everything that he was hard to hate. Even though people who are good at everything are easily hateable. God, I couldn't stand not hating that guy. He was so good at everything. On the golf course was the worst, right? When he landed a ball up next to the right next to the flag. Ah.
Why don't we be on the left side of the flag?
Yeah, now I got to putt downhill. Oh, come on.
I was golfing with him one time, and my the battery ran out on my viewfinder. I'm like, oh, the battery's out. I go, you wouldn't happen to have an extra battery for the viewfinder, would you? And he goes, psh, Gator, what do you think? Of course. He goes to his bag and pulls out the battery for the rangefinder and puts it in. Like,
yep.
Of course you. You don't think I got a backup? No, I never should have doubted that.
He just sent a text. Accountant, excellent movie. Check it out, Doug. Yes, sir. Renko West.
Shots fired at Gator. Your endorsement's good enough for me, Gator.
Thanks, Kang. I appreciate that.
Okay, but be honest. If Gator says no to something, Renko says yes?
Gator's my friend, Doug.
He's my friend, too.
Well, apparently more so my friend.
Well, Renko is like a role model. Sorry,
Okay, then go ahead and ask Rich what he thinks of the number 12. Is it a team number or not?
No, I'm good with you. You and I agree on that one. Oh. And I already said I was going to see it. It just comes with Renko's endorsement. I'm in. All right, tonight, Michigan State, Maryland, big game in the B1G. Michigan and Michigan State tied for first place in the conference, both trending towards being top four seeds. Gator, your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, always a little nervy when you hit the road in the Big Ten. It's not easy to win on the road in the Big Ten. Maryland is awfully good. They're coming off a four-game win streak here. Michigan State's on a three-game heater. But you just don't – I don't know what I'm getting with Michigan State. You don't know who's the guy that's going to step up. It looks like Jace Richardson has a chance to be a really good player, but he's got to be a little more consistent with it. Well, he was very good against Michigan. He's put together, you know, a couple really good games. Do they need him to be that guy, or do they just need anybody to step up and be that guy as long as other people are going to contribute as well? I like Michigan State's overall team defense. This is a Maryland team that scores a lot of points. Defensively, they're very good. They're like Michigan State, and they can smother you a little bit. And they get after it on the boards. Michigan State can absolutely win the game and are playing better. They got a lot of confidence right now. And Izzo's even talking about this team a little bit now. So it makes me feel like State can win this game. But because it's on the road, I got to go with the team that's on the road.
So here's the team that's home.
Yeah.
Said because it's on the road.
Because it's on the road for Michigan State, I got to go with with the team that's at home.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Maryland's
an interesting team because Maryland can't afford foul problems. Michigan State is deep. Maryland has five starters that all average in double figures, and outside of that, they get about nothing. I don't think they have anybody else who averages more than 4 points a game. So they got their five guys that take up the bulk of their minutes. They're not a particularly deep basketball team, but they are playing amongst the best basketball in the B1G. Wisconsin would be the hottest team, one of the hottest teams in the country, had they not blown that 14-point lead with 7 minutes left against Oregon. They are playing very well as well. But Maryland's playing themselves up the seed lines in March Madness. And, this is a team and that can be a tough place to play. Have you ever seen the student section there? They've got it like hyper steep right behind the basket that you're shooting at in the second half. So it's a basketball school. They really get into it and, they're talented. They're just not deep. Like if I'm Tom Izzo, I'm promoting a physical game tonight again to try and, prompt a lot of foul calls.
Well, I mean, they're bigs. Queen and Reese both average over 9 rebounds a game, so they get after it there.
You got the stats in front of you.
Yes.
Do they have anybody? What is the outside of their starting five? Do they get anything?
The next the sixth leading scorer averages 4.2 points per game.
So it is more than 4 points a game. What about minutes wise?
That player averages 12.2. Then they got somebody at 15.8, and another guy at 11.4, another guy at 9.9. You know, they,
I feel like Michigan State's
they have like an 8-man rotation,
has a deep and with options. Yeah. I think Maryland, they're going to get what they get out of the starters.
Wasn't Michigan similar?
No, I don't think they're
majority of their minutes are their start. I mean, the starting five got a ton of minutes.
They got two guys hurt right now, which isn't helping. But yes, they have been more like that lately. But they were rolling 9-10 deep pretty consistently.
But Maryland shoots well from 3-point land. They're 37.5%. And Michigan State, we know, struggles with shooting the three. So can their 3-point defense, is it going to be good enough to limit Maryland? Because Maryland, they score a lot and they rely on a 3-pointer. Michigan State actually scores a decent amount and they don't rely on a 3-pointer.
All right, Gator. Thanks to what I like to call those wackos over there on Twitch, they have found and given us once again back the list. The list of things that Gator strongly dislikes. Are you ready?
I am ready.
We start at the top. People who tell him what to do. Bicycle guy on sidewalks or all cyclists. People who point. Wave starter guy. Ken Griffey Jr. Zach Brown beard guy. Visor with fake hair guy. Clowns, mimes, bacon craze guy. People who claim they felt earthquakes in Michigan. Singing hot dog Tool. People use the term autumn. Current Tulane and former Georgia State basketball coach Ron Hunter.
I don't know if he should still be on the list. He's completely irrelevant now, but... Okay.
Many of these guys are. Mustard only on hot dog guy. Jim Belushi, Apple Genius Bar guy. People who use Apple products. Kids, all of them. Former closer Brian Wilson. Wrigley Field fans. People who brag about getting things done in the morning. Guys who work the aisles on flights.
I hate that guy.
Vested facial hair hipsters. Striped overall guy. Callers who start by saying, let me give you a history lesson. Sympathetic Patriot fans. Pound the glass guy. All too giddy Negan fans. Lack of parking spot etiquette guy, 26.2 sticker guy, 13.1 sticker guy, M22 sticker guy, stick figure family tools. Cubs fans who think America loves the Cubs, former college football analyst Ed Cunningham. Giant canoe who parks in handicap spots.
Ed Cunningham.
Gators overly aggressive personal training guy. Vapors. ESPN college basketball analyst Dan Dockett. Sports Illustrated cover caption writer. Bowtie guy. James Franklin. Roy Williams. Joel Klatt. Jimmy Powers for his onion policy. Greg Perfect Bracket Nigel. Yeah. People who back into parking spots. Cracking voice Sean McDonough. New Orleans attorney Frank D'Amico. Family playing golf in front of Gator on August 23rd, 2019. Bloomin' Onion wannabe Jake Sievers. Los Angeles' city council. MLS teams with FC in their name. People who voted for Muehlbach on October 21st, 2020. Monolith, Dr. Oz, condiment packets, particularly on golf courses. Get in the hole guy, jet ski riders, Los Angeles Rams coach Sean McVay, and Chicago Bears coach Ben Johnson.
I got to tell you, you know, hearing that list, it is a trip down memory lane, and you could see, you could tell the years.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, it's a timeline.
Yeah, it's definitely a timeline. And when Sean McVay, right after the Lions got Jared Goff in a trade. Yeah, there you go. I got it.
Are we adding also people that think 12 is a teen number?
I mean, we've missed a bunch of stuff that people said, does it go on the list? Does it go on the list? But we we didn't put it on the list because the list had been lost. God, these Twitch people are crazy. Thank you.
I think you should be able to take some people off the list, Gator.
I mean, you know? Ed Cunningham. It's been a while.
He's done his time. You see? Yeah. He's got a, hey, man, probation. You know, yeah. I can get out of here.
Coach Washington, you know.
Ed Cunningham. Let me see if I can figure out where he left his job. He resigned from ESPN prior to the 2017 college football season. So he's been on the list from more than 8 years ago.
Yeah. I would even say that voice cracking Sean McDonough, he doesn't need it, but he got my respect the way that he was doing the Four Nations hockey.
Yep.
So he's off the list now.
So it is your list. We're taking Sean McDonough, cracking voice Sean McDonough off the list.
He's off the list.
All right. And are we going to take? I kind of like having Ed Cunningham on there just because it's so random and. People are, why the hell is a former college football analyst on there?
Right.
Ron Hunter, senior.
Ron Hunter's still coaching Tulane.
I know. It's up to, I mean, he doesn't bother Gator, but we could leave him on.
The problem, is Tulane any good this year?
Well, they're one of those, like, every 8 years good, right?
I just wonder, because if, like, they are, and we're going to have, if we have to see this guy.
Why would we ever have to see Ron Hunter?
Because if they end up in the tournament, you're going to see him. And then what happens?
Are you going to go to a Tulane game in the tournament?
No, Doug. Watching on TV? They have this thing. It's called the NCAA tournament. It's a big television event. If you have to see him, you know, there's no doubt that they're going to, let's see, they are 15 and 12 now, and they won't make it. Good.
In the NIT, the CBI, the new playing, everybody playing for $1 million, whatever that tournament
Nobody watches that crap. So I have to walk. I don't think he needs to be on there anymore because he's completely irrelevant, but I suppose if we ever see him again, they'll show the high. Remember last time?
For people don't know why he's on
fell
the list.
Out of the chair.
He tore his Achilles or something, and he had his foot in a boot, and he was coaching his team in March Madness, I believe, on a rolling stool, and his son hit a 3-point shot to win a game.
And it was awesome for his son.
And he fell off the stool.
Yeah, because he wanted it to be all about him.
But Gator thinks he did it on purpose to get the attention.
He didn't have to fall off this stool. It's ridiculous. Just put your arms up in the air. Cheer for the kid. Stand up on one leg. That's awesome. I fell off my chair. Look at me.
Sounds like he should still be on the list.
I think it sounds like he's healthy.
Don't take him off, I guess.
There we go.
Yeah, leave him on the list.
What did family playing golf in front of Gator on August 23rd, 2019 do?
They know what they did.
They wouldn't let me play through. There were like three holes in front of them that were wide open. This is in Boyne. And actually, it was at your favorite course, the Arthur Hills course.
One of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, do you mind if I play through? And they're like, actually, kind of do. I'm a solo. I'm by myself here, and you got nobody in front of you for a couple holes here.
Well, in that case, you just drive around them, right?
Well, that's exactly what I did. But the fact that they didn't want me to, they suck.
They're on the list.
And they stay.
That's how it works.
On the list. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's going to be heating up, so take your workout outdoors with Showsum Athletic Apparel. Get yourself some Showsum Athletic Performance hoodies or long-sleeve workout shirts today. I say it every day, treat each other with respect, and Showsum was founded on respect. Respect for your commitment, respect for your competition, respect for putting in all the hard work. Like our hockey and basketball teams are doing right now, Showsum is a Michigan-based company. They offer the highest quality shirts, sports bras, leggings, shorts, and more. Use the discount code Doug at checkout. Go to showsum.com. That's S-H-O-S-U-M.com. Okay, Gator. Look, there is a Armageddon scenario that people, I almost don't want to feed into this because I feel like it's going to lead to dead panic. Jeremy Fowler on Get Up was talking, the ESPN football writer, was talking about Myles Garrett. And we've talked about Myles Garrett a lot. Yesterday, if you missed the beginning of the show, we played a whole bunch of sound bites from Lions GM Brad Holmes. And if you were looking for an implied message, the implied message was, I thought, hey, we're going to have problems signing our own guys, let alone signing our own guys and adding a $20 million player. So you might want to tap the brakes a little bit. And he was asked directly, do you think it's possible to add a high-end edge rusher to your mix? And he said, probably not. Now, it could all be gamesmanship, and we all understand that goes on. But Jeremy Fowler said the following on Get Up about the possibility of Myles Garrett going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay. Him going to Philadelphia Eagles will have people, I feel like, waving the white flag. The thing about the Eagles is they have significantly less cap space than Detroit. If Detroit's going to have problems doing it, and I feel like Brad Holmes is saying there's money that is basically already spent on bringing back our own guys that isn't reflected in our current cap situation but is truly the reality we're in, Philly's got like a quarter of what Detroit has. If they've got everybody locked up that they want to have locked up, there's already talk about them, you know, that Darius Slay is done there. You heard Josh Sweat might be done there.
And they got Zach Bond, who's a free agent.
So
he's very good for their team.
There are guys that they could be done with.
Didn't there one offensive lineman just retired?
I didn't see that. If they did, I'm okay. But that, I mean, I'm not sure I want to take calls the day after that happens. That'll feel like taking calls after, like, this, if like the season will be over. If Myles Garrett goes to Philadelphia, I feel like the reaction would be, well, this season's over.
Yeah, it's nobody wants to. I don't want to see that. But as we're talking this through, they could lose some significant pieces, though. If they're going to add Myles Garrett, yeah, that defensive line, which is scary to begin with, just got even scarier.
Yep.
But if there's no Darius Slay, okay, interesting, although they do have, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean that they like very much. But if there's no Zach Bond, then there goes that second level of the defense. But they've drafted well.
Yep.
That's one thing the Eagles have definitely done. They've drafted well, but will their offense be as good? Jason Peters is the offensive lineman who just retired. You know, they've moved away from Jason Kelce last year, so the pieces of that offensive line are starting to go away. Mekhi Becton, are they bringing him back? It could be a very different looking team. But yes, adding one of the best players in the game, that would be tough to see. But what are they going to offer?
Well,
you know, the Eagles have worst draft
position than Detroit. Yeah, so they'd have to really, really go crazy with an offer. But I mean, one of the things about the Lions' current position is if they already are going to have problems bringing back the guys that they want to bring back, and they trade for Myles Garrett, they have without question pieced together an epically good pair of edge rushers, like perhaps we've never seen before. But they're going to lose other players in that make that they are going to lose. They're just going to lose guys because they can't afford them. And to get Myles Garrett, you have to give up draft capital, which is what you need to replace the guys that you're going to lose if you get Myles Garrett. And if you are Brad Holmes, I don't blame you for trying to either A, downplay the expectation, but B, more importantly, find multiple paths to Super Bowls. I want there to be multiple paths. Hey, if we can get Myles Garrett for our price, great. We're going to go win the Super Bowl with him. If we can't get him, great. We're going to go win the Super Bowl without him. Right? You have to prepare for all possibilities. And then, I mean, the question is, I feel like that loss to Washington has eroded faith that this team is ever going to get it done. And really, it can't be lost on us that it was a historic amount of injuries to one side of the football.
I think it's what people forget quickly.
Yeah.
And it has to be, you know, mentioned again and again and again. Hey, remember who they were playing without. But the problem is that injuries take its toll on, they'll take a toll on every team in the league. Nobody goes unscathed. The Lions went through an epic amount of injuries. Is it safe to assume that doesn't happen this upcoming season? I think it is, but it's not. But you can't say who's going to get hurt and who isn't going to get hurt. We don't know. It's just the dice that you roll, and you hope you don't come up snake eyes with it. But they'll deal with injuries. You just hope it's not going to be a number of season-ending injuries like it happened to the Lions. Now, how do you prepare against that? You don't. But what you do is you continue to add as much depth as you can. If you can make a move to improve this team, you do. And you evaluate at the time. Again, players have to be available to even talk about it.
Yeah, and I don't think that we were robbed of a Super Bowl. I think we were robbed of a healthy Lions team facing a healthy Eagles team. That's what we were robbed of.
Robbed of a healthy Lions team against a healthy, you mean, Commanders team?
No, I mean the Eagles team. I think they would have beaten the Commanders if they were healthy. Oh, we would have got to see best on best, Lions versus Eagles. Would have been fascinating. That's what I'm pretty sure Lions beat the Commanders with a full defense. I mean, there's no guarantees, of course, but I like their chances way more. And then we would have got to see best on best, Lions, healthy Lions versus Eagles. All right, here's Stoney.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Oh, just hanging around, you know.
Well. Loving life. Same jovial Mike Stone you've always been.
For the most part, yeah. But you know, we're going to talk about, you know, there's a new villain in town.
Oh yeah,
Ben Johnson. He doesn't. I mean, I know he's joking around on some of this stuff, but a lot of people, I think, are going to be pissed.
He's coming in hot.
Yeah, he is.
This is a little bit of ex-girlfriendy. It's easier to despise the ex-girlfriend than to, you know, miss her.
Yeah,
deeply. But and he's doing what many people do. But he's kind of doing it without any regard for possible ramifications from that.
I know.
So. No, he's firing a pistol behind his head. He's just, oh, firing shots behind him.
I know.
It's like he's trying to be the real villain.
Yeah, he might be. He might be.
So we
did got... Did you guys effort and hear the latest of what he said? Is that going to be played in your
yes,
show?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. We didn't get it turned around quickly enough. So
effort.
Look, well, I mean, you know, good for you. You guys are getting it done.
Our Our compete level's very high.
Your compete level's high? That's
right.
Good.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
You got a high motor? Good hustle. Absolutely. From 2 to 6. High motor.
By the way, how many guys in sports who are really good have the name Simon? Is he the only one? Or am I missing somebody really obvious? Like
the dude from the Wild last night?
No.
Simon Edmondson.
He's on the Red Wings. Simon Edmondson.
Don't the Wild have a Simon?
I don't know. They might.
I think they do.
How about Simone Biles?
Does that work? Does Simone count? Simone Gagné, French hockey players with the name Simone. I don't think that counts. Because you think of Simon, you just think of Simon Bar-Sinister, right?
I'm completely
Simon
crossed wires.
Simon Bar-Sinister from Bullwinkle, wasn't it?
I think of a brain game from a childhood.
So. Oh, yeah.
Simple Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely went brain dead. I was thinking of Marco Rossi. Why I thought that was Simon, I don't know.
Wow.
Michael Stone, hey, ladies. Yeah.
Well, you can put together the definitive list of elite Simons. Next. Have a great show.
Simon Says. Good left wing.
Keep going, Mike. Keep going.
Don't stop.
I won't ever change.
You got 4 hours, man.
Stay safe.
Stop.
Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.